Seattle and King County are at the forefront of the sanctuary movement, standing in opposition to the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration. Now King County is expanding its efforts to protect undocumented immigrants who get in trouble with the law. KUOW's Andy Hurst reports.
Driving under the influence is a serious crime in Washington, and if you're undocumented, a DUI could get you deported. That's why in King County, prosecutors may charge an undocumented immigrant with a lesser crime.
Sometimes those, if they are resolved at, for instance, a reckless driving or a negligent driving, they will greatly reduce that person's vulnerability to deportation.
That's King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg. For the past year and a half, his office has required its prosecutors to consider immigration consequences when determining charges, plea agreements, and sentence recommendations.
Fundamentally, it's a matter of justice. It's not fair that two people who commit the same offense, one may risk, being sent back to a country where they haven't been since they were a child.
The policy doesn't apply to serious violent felonies or people charged with felony sex crimes. But felony charges could be reduced to misdemeanors, or charges could be dropped altogether for minor crimes. Not every county in the Puget Sound region is embracing this idea. Snohomish County Prosecutor Mark Rowe says immigration status is not given consideration.
The consequences vary with every individual. There are some people who get convicted of a crime, and it might cause them to get divorced, too. Once we start getting into looking at all of those different things, I would worry about unequally applying the law to people and treating people differently, and we try to treat people the same.
Meanwhile, King County is working to refine its policy. It's developing a network of immigration attorneys to advise prosecutors about how someone should be charged. Andy Hurst, KUOW News.